Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number two. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. It is a pleasure being with you. How are we already in hour number two, Cody? It's like time just flies when you're having fun, and we are already halfway through September. 2020 is, what, three quarters over almost? This isn't right, folks. Time is just going by way too fast. But if you want to slow it down and you want to enjoy, listen to us over at Whiskey Politics. You can find me everywhere at the Ricochet Audio Network, as which we're going to have the chief editor-in-chief here in just a few moments. John Gabriel joining us. And you can also find me at theindependent.io. It is a brand new, huge platform. They just bought Sports Illustrated, and a whole bunch of other political content is going to be on there as well to counter Sports Illustrated. You can also find me at the Range Broadcasting Network. And, of course, just type in Whiskey Politics and find us on YouTube and all of our podcast applications, including Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and the like. So, and I'm at David Sussman on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, John Gabriel is prolific on Twitter. So I wanted to talk this hour about the Biden-Harris the Harris-Biden administration. Yeah, that's right. In just the past 36 hours, both candidates for president and vice president have said exactly that. Now, the first time that we heard it was Kamala Harris. And she said, Harris administration with Joe Biden, she said that. And everybody was like, wait, did she just say that? Really? Yeah. No. Yeah, she did. Except for the fact that it wasn't an error. It wasn't an error. When she said a Harris administration together with Joe Biden, you know, a lot of people were like, yeah, it was just a misstatement. Politicians do that. They say 10,000 words, you know, a minute, whatever it may be. But it appears she was actually reading a teleprompter. Okay, so the teleprompter monkey put it in wrong, right? That could happen, a little dyslexia. I do that myself. Words get mangled. The problem is that within 24 hours, Joe Biden said exactly the same thing. He said the Harris-Biden administration, straight from a teleprompter. So now you have to start asking yourself about, well, as Clint Eastwood said, what are the odds? Do you feel lucky, punk? Because within 24 hours, you've got two members of the Biden-Harris campaign or Harris-Biden campaign. I assume they're different. One's with the VP candidate, while the other is with the president, that put in backwards a Harris-Biden administration. Now, listen, I finished the last hour on a little bit of a rant regarding the fact that COVID-19 has been weaponized and all of the different things that we've been seeing coming from the Democrats right now is about shutting down freedom and free speech and everything else and just shoving down, you know, the presidency via fraudulent mail ballots down our throat to win the election. But this is something, and I take a look at what my honest eyes tell me. If I see it and I understand what I've just seen, when somebody says something, they are telling you what they are thinking and saying. In other words, I believe them. I don't believe a lot of Democrats, But I believe that within 24 or 36 hours, when you have a quote-unquote misstatement done twice that was read off on the teleprompter, that they are forecasting exactly what is going to be happening. My belief? Joe Biden shouldn't be anywhere close to the Oval Office. My belief? No offense, this isn't ageist. He is too old. And I know plenty of 78 and 79-year-olds and 80-year-olds that are sprightly. They've got mental acuity. They're fantastic. I know a guy named Frank. He was with an organization, a business organization I worked. He was 94. He showed up every week. He ran up to me. David, how are you? He would do some fake punching at me like a heavyweight. 94. He was there. He was mentally on it. Some people are not that lucky. Early onset of dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever it is that Joe Biden has, he has. Where are the questions from the staff about his medical issues? So the question is, are we looking at a campaign that is telegraphing exactly what they expect to take place within 6 months of being anointed into the White House by the lawyers? That's exactly what is going to be they're trying to do. And then they're going to push him to the side, 25th Amendment him, and Kamala is now the president. Kamala, a candidate that did not garner one vote in the primaries. She did not get one delegate. Tulsi Gabbard got more than she did. Not one. Folks, is this who you want for your president? The most progressive, quote-unquote, senator in our Senate today, and that's a Senate that includes Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren? Is this who you want behind the Resolute desk? Because this is what the Democrats are going to be shoving down our throats legally, through the media, through culture, through our schools, through identity politics. And we're just 50 days away from this? So I'm deeply, deeply concerned that what we are seeing right now is a Manchurian candidate named Biden. And we're going to talk about this with John Gabriel, editor-in-chief over at Ricochet.com, who wrote a fantastic article, it's up at Ricochet.com, called The Harris Biden Administration. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
And Dave Sussman back here in the chair with you in hour number two at Realsight Radio on the Salem Radio Network and GCN as well, in 73 stations and 6 television stations. Hi, folks, watching us wherever you may be across the fruited plain. As I just mentioned before the break, you know, projection is one of the greatest tools that we could see happening right now from the left. And in 24, 36 hours or whatever it may be, I think the Democrats, especially Joe Biden and Kamala Harris themselves, kind of told us exactly what is we should be expecting maybe in the first few months of a Biden presidency, or maybe it is a Harris presidency. And to talk about this, the author of his latest post up at Ricochet.com and happens to be the editor-in-chief, welcome back to the show, John Gabriel. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for joining us again, John. So talk to us a little bit about your article, and what a lot of people are now kind of whispering between themselves is that this looks like it will be a Harris-Biden administration, right?
Yeah, it was pretty jarring. On Monday, Kamala Harris did a presentation where she said, well, we just want to assure you that the Harris administration, with the help of Joe Biden, will do A, B, and C. And you could say, all right, maybe her crazy ambition got the best of her. Maybe she's just being arrogant. Maybe she misspoke. Then the next day, Biden, clearly reading off a teleprompter, as he is wont to do, he said, promising wonderful things to happen in the Harris-Biden administration. So, okay, you know, once might be what the heck, two might be a coincidence, three is enemy action, and as they say in the military. And this is what a lot of people are whispering about, and a lot of people have talked about this before. It's very obvious that Biden is not playing with a full deck. He's much depleted from what he was just 4 years ago. I've asked a few friends because he looks more tired and deflated and confused than he did a year ago when he threw his hat in the ring. He had a couple decent, you know, they weren't great, but a couple decent debate performances against his fellow Democrats. And maybe it's just that he's been locked in a basement for the past 6 months, but he is not on his game at all. And they are hiding him from the public. They are not letting journalists ask questions. When he is interviewed, it's by someone extremely friendly, and he seems to be reading from a teleprompter with all the questions pre-screened. So a lot of us have been expecting, you know, will Biden even be around in 4 years? Now people are wondering, okay, will he make it to inauguration? It's just like a very odd thing for them to be promoting a Harris-Biden administration, especially since Kamala Harris is not a popular figure. She had to drop out before the first caucuses and primaries because she just could not get any support. She was in debt before the voting began.
Yeah, she might be the first president never to get one delegate.
Yeah.
You know, so but what I understand, and this is, you know, in your piece, and I've seen it elsewhere as well, is that Joe Biden's reading a teleprompter, right? Kamala Harris has a teleprompter. So I'm assuming that the same teleprompter monkey doesn't work for both. They're in different places in the country. Then there are at least two people that are typing in Harris-Biden into the teleprompter for him and her to possibly read?
Yeah, and it just seems like it just – it's so odd. You would never see this. Obama never mistakenly said Biden-Obama. Neither did Joe Biden. And it's just really odd, especially given all the health concerns about Biden back, you know, since he won, well, before he won the nomination. I've been talking about if Biden were to be elected, it would be almost a Biden regency.
Yeah.
And that's the royal title when you had, say, a seven-year-old boy who ascended to the throne, and they would call that a regency because all the high-level advisors would run things, but he would be the figurehead. And we feel like that in reverse with Biden. He just does not seem with it. He certainly isn't robust. He seems extremely confused. Every time he's on video, he has some bizarre word salad quote. So it really makes people wonder what's going to be going on here. And for the campaign at this late stage to be regularly saying a Harris-Biden administration, it should raise everybody's eyebrows.
Well, listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't wear tinfoil hats. We landed on the moon. The Earth is round. Two planes ran into the towers. Okay? But I have to look at this, and my lying eyes don't deceive me. They're not lying. What I'm seeing is everything that you just stated. We're dealing with a man who is expired beyond his shelf life. And I'm not saying that because he's 77, 78. I know plenty of people, I said in the last segment, in their 80s that are sprightly and can carry fantastic discussions with you. But should America trust a Joe Biden right now in, you know, having negotiations and discussions with Xi and North Korea and Iran and what needs to be, I mean, Trump, he's got 30-year-olds working for him that can't keep up with this guy. But Joe Biden is telling the White House pool reporters or his campaign pool reporters to leave at 10 a.m. He's done for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really disturbing. And that's the thing. Trump is a few years younger than Biden, but he would run circles around me. I could not imagine keeping up with the schedule. It's like I'm on the West Coast, so it's like I'm a night owl, so I'm about to go to bed, and he's already up in the morning, whatever the heck it is in D.C., 3:30, tweeting out all these zingers about Nancy Pelosi. I'm like, when does this guy sleep? Because I saw him, you know, at midnight my time. So,
yeah,
a lot of energy. And that's the thing with Biden, too. It isn't like a point and laugh, ha-ha, he's made a mistake. it's a real concern. You know, my father dealt with, and you know, I obviously can't diagnose from afar, but it has a very similar feeling watching him groping for words, trying to keep up, to seeing my father early on in his struggle with dementia, and God rest his soul. So it's not like a pointing and laughing thing. It's more like, Democrats, what on earth are you doing? Because you are around this guy 24/7. Jill Biden, what is going on? Why are you putting your husband through this? He should be kicking back in a lake house enjoying his grandkids. And like I would love to do when I was that age. And so just the entire thing is just very weird and very concerning, not only for this upcoming election, if you're pro-Trump, pro-Biden, whatever, for democracy. This feels a lot like the old days when you had Woodrow Wilson, who had a stroke and was incapacitated the last year and a half of his administration, FDR with polio and the press covering it up. There's just something terribly odd about this, and the American people aren't being told what's going on, and the American people don't believe when the press just says, oh, no, he's 100%, he just used to stutter as a kid. That makes absolutely no sense.
No, it's truly scary, and you're the same as me. I mean, you wrote in your piece that you didn't want to wax conspiratorial. I'm the same way, and I want to talk with you about this after the break, John, that I have to say that, you know, whether you disagree or you agree with the Democrats or not, they are very strategic, okay, in their approach, and I believe they've weaponized COVID-19 and mail-in balloting. They want to win this election. So what is their plan with this? I want to talk more about this with John Gabriel, who is the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. You can find him at XJohn on Twitter, a fantastic feed. I feel like I retweet and like half your stuff when it comes across. And we're going to be back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Don't go away. We'll be right back with John Gabriel.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine
in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Please answer the question.
And this lucky guy is feeling really lucky on a Wednesday night because I've got John Gabriel here in the chair with me at Realside Radio. We are talking about the Biden-Harris, or should we say the Harris-Biden administration. I wanted to finish up our last topic, John, right before. John is editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. You can find him at XJohn, by the way, E-X-J-O-N, fantastic Twitter feed. John, you know, one of the things that I, again, as I was stating before the break, is that I believe that the Democrats, no matter what you think about their policies, in most cases, especially Nancy Pelosi and others, are tactile politicians. And they have a game plan, call it game theory, and they're playing this game theory out where they're using COVID to keep people at home, more mail-in votes that in certain states we might see some fraud, and they are trying to get people maybe possibly used to the idea that Joe may be expired, you know, beyond his shelf life, and that it will be Harris. Do you think that's a strategy that they're trying to employ 5 weeks out from an election?
I definitely think so. And then they can go on the news and say, well, we've been clear about this from the start, as everybody knows, even as they're trying to pretend that Biden was compos mentis, which apparently does not seem to be, at least not as strong as you would want a president to be. So I think they're telegraphing this early so then they and their allies in the press can say, oh, everybody's been talking about this for months. This isn't a surprise. This isn't a last-minute change.
Do you think that, you said it in the last segment, that Kamala Harris is a deeply unpopular candidate? People don't like her personally. They may not like her politics. They may not like her laugh, or whatever the reason may be. Is that something that America will be comfortable with? Will they be able to accept that?
I think they're going to look at it and think something hinky is going on. You have a lot of Americans, and this is not a left versus right issue. You have a lot of Americans who just do not trust the major institutions, especially the federal government, especially the political parties. Gosh, talk to a Republican and ask if they have faith in their GOP, they'll probably say no. Mm. You know, I'm voting for Trump, but the party organization we're suspicious about.
Yeah.
And so there is the establishment of both parties, and just in D.C. in general, is not trusted or admired. And I think most people would look at this and say, what the heck is going on? This is literally a bait and switch. We voted for Biden because he was the most moderate. We thought he could defeat Bernie Sanders. Kamala wasn't even an issue. But they rejected that whole woke left movement, which was 90% of the Democratic field running. All of them lost. The only guy who came close to winning is Bernie. So I think the American people, including many, many Democrats, would be quite upset about it. So I think these are trial balloons. I think they're testing the waters. And maybe if Biden were to be elected by March, they're like, okay, Biden's going to step down because he has coronavirus or he wants to spend more time with his family, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But by then it's too late. He's already the Democrats rule, and that's all they care about is having a D after the name of anyone in the White House.
Well, it isn't just the White House. It's also the Senate and the House of Representatives. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about McSally. And the state of Arizona is now being considered, I think Cook Report is now calling it a purple state. Kristen Simona, she's definitely running, or I should say as a senator, her politics, I would say, are definitely down the center. She's angered Democrats and Republicans. I guess that's good. Talk to me a little bit about, and for our viewers, where things look right now for McSally and whether or not Arizona might lose another seat to the Democrats.
It looks extremely bad for McSally right now. Mark Kelly, who's running against her, Gabby Gifford's husband, a very big-time gun-grabber type, very anti-Second Amendment, he has been running away with this, and he's up by double digits in most polls and has been for months. And McSally is almost nowhere to be seen. She doesn't seem to be campaigning hard. And the stuff she's talking about, it could be effective, but it's basically tying Mark Kelly's business interests to China, when the more obvious play, if you want to get voter enthusiasm behind you, is to attack Mark Kelly's very, very radically strong, to the left of Bloomberg, anti-gun policies that he wants to enact. He will push those. I don't think he will go to Washington and play nice. I think he will be a doctrinaire, far-left Democrat, and basically trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. And for a state like Arizona, the state flag, we did not have a design when we applied for statehood, so they used the Gun and Rifle Club flag. That guns are a very big deal out here in Arizona, as is the independent spirit, yeah. It's kind of best shown by the first nationally prominent figure from the state, Barry Goldwater. It's very much a leave us alone caucus. And when we have riots going on in other parts of the country, calls to defund the police, an anti-Second Amendment message, how it's not being discussed is the only issue that matters in this election is beyond me. And basically every single ad McSally puts up should focus on that one issue, and she would win by several points. The fact that she isn't doing that, that she hasn't improved her campaigning style from 2 years ago, is very concerning to all Arizona Republicans.
You hear that, Martha McSally? This is John Gabriel. He worked over at the Goldwater Institute years ago, and that is the strategy that needs to be employed. A lot of folks right now have been talking over the last week. There was a poll that came out in Florida that said that Hispanics are now moving towards Trump. It's still a majority that are going to be voting for Biden, but it's a big chunk. It's like 30% plus now that are supporting Donald Trump. Arizona is definitely an immigrant state. You have a very high Hispanic population. Do you see that mirroring Florida?
Not as extreme as Florida, but I think Trump will definitely get more of the Latino vote in Arizona this time than he did last time, more of the African-American vote nationwide as well. And it's kind of interesting. A lot of times the left and the media, but I repeat myself, will just say, hey, Hispanics are this monolithic organization, but they aren't at all. The parts of Mexico, where a lot of people go north into California, just south of California, is definitely more leftist than Sonora, which is immediately south of Arizona, certainly more leftist than Cuba or Venezuela and all these places that you have so much political activity in Florida from. Texas has a lot more. Their Hispanic residents are a lot more prone to be conservative than they would be, say, in California.
Yeah.
And I think, once again, in Arizona, too, the Latino vote has been here since before we were a state, since before many white people settled here at all. There's a place about 5 miles down the road, which has been around, I think it was formed 15 years before Arizona was a state. It's almost entirely a Hispanic community. So it comes from a people who are ranchers who lived off the land, farmers, people like this, who are just more prone to natural conservatism and not to put up with a lot of bull in their politics. So
yeah.
they, can easily be won over by just being a no-nonsense politician, whether you have a D or R after your name. You know, you don't need to couch it all in this Latin X and what is your pronoun kind of thing. That just doesn't sell to most voters, whatever race they might be. So I think Trump will definitely do better in Arizona among Latinos than he did last time.
In our last minute here, you talked about this last week and commented on, a tweet or something that you said, maybe it was a post, and it was regarding the fact that there has been a migration from California into many states. You know, I've lost seven friends. One of my best friends since I was in high school has moved to Dallas. You know, the fact is that you're seeing, and I think you made the comment, that you're seeing a heck of a lot of California license plates in Arizona. How do you think that impacts the 2020 vote?
I think it definitely makes us more purple because they just will have a more left-leaning view than most Arizonans. And the purpose of that article, it kind of went viral and got republished in a lot of national publications. But the main thing is please leave your politics at home. There's a reason you're leaving California. And just like you, the reason I wrote that article is every week a couple more people say, hey, yeah, John, we haven't talked in a while. Well, I'm living in Manhattan Beach, and I'm wondering what neighborhood should I be looking in? Mm. Should I go to the Phoenix area or up where it's cooler up north? Or, you know, it's just constant. And I've talked to other friends, not in politics whatsoever. They're in the tech industry, whatever it might be. And all of us are just getting calls from people we haven't talked to in years sometimes saying, hey, so where should I move? Where do you live? What's it like out there?
Right.
So it is just a concern. Anybody who has the financial means to leave the state is beginning to leave the state. And I just want them to leave those policies at home because obviously, as you've seen with the fire, as you've seen with the excessive COVID lockdowns, the violence in the streets, the homelessness problem, they don't work. All these Democrats who are running the office might be the nicest people in the world. The policies do not work. And the fact that they won't switch them after more than a decade of failure is just bewildering. I just hope they don't bring their voting patterns to Arizona. We don't need that.
I've got to tell you, and I had a group discussion with some men in Beverly Hills last night, and we think that there's maybe one, two, maybe three red waves coming in California. And maybe we're just wishing for it, because if it doesn't happen, California is dead. Everybody needs to follow this man, XJohn, on Twitter, EXJON. He is the editor-in-chief of Ricochet, and as he just mentioned, his posts also go up at USA Today and Arizona Republic. Thank you so much, John, and we'll be back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. And folks, if you would like to join the conversation in the next couple of segments, we'd be happy to take your call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can also find us at therealside.com. If you hit realside.com/watch, you can watch this live instead of just listening to it on the 73 stations on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Network. I'm Dave Sussman, the host here tonight, and for those that are just joining us and haven't heard me before, I'm usually in here every couple of weeks to sit in for Joe when he works with the school board and trying to... I mean, how concerned are you right now about our kids? You know, this is what Joe does. He's working with the school board. And I've got two kids myself. One's 20, he's in college. The other is 15, he's in high school. And my kids are good, you know, they're working very hard. They seem to be always doing homework on their computer, you know, maybe a lot more than they were at, when they were actually in school. But the fact is that it isn't just about what they're learning on their computer right now. It's about the fact that there is zero social interaction in physical reality, that they are not playing sports or they're not rehearsing theater, or they're not hanging out in the quad and cracking wise. They're not boys gathering up enough confidence and doing the scariest thing in the world when you're 15 or 16, and that's asking a girl to go out for, you know, a donut or whatever it is kids do today. I know, I'm old school. But those are the ages that I truly believe that is the germination of the success that we have in later years. That the confidence that is built from a young boy playing sports, being on stage, or talking with the opposite sex, with somebody that you have an interest with, it builds on itself, and that leads to success in other areas of their life. The success and the confidence that a young girl has, being able to communicate effectively, to do well in school, to talk with her friends, to talk with boys, to make up her own mind about the rights and the wrongs and her values, those lead and progress to adult values and adult behaviors, choosing the right husband or whatever the situation may be. It is all a part of a journey and a trajectory that starts when you are a child. And I don't know about you, but everybody that I'm speaking to right now with kids in school is unhappy. Nobody is happy about this. Of course they're not. But it's not just about being unhappy. It's not just about being inconvenienced. It is also about the fact that this is having a profound, severe impact on the psychology of our kids and the next generation. You know, I understand that politics is it's essentially a zero-sum game. That, as John just talked about, Gabriel, in the past segment, it's about we don't care by hook or crook. We want to win the White House so we can put a D next to our name and then implement our power and strategy. And the understanding that collateral damage happens, that the decisions that you make, like a pebble skipping a pond, will ripple out and impact other segments of society and people that you are supposedly saying that you care about. The unintended consequences of bad policies seems to be an epidemic in its own right, especially when we're talking about the Democrats. The epidemic of bad policies has kept inner city schools at third world levels. Teachers' unions that support the Democrats with a significant amount of capital and campaign finance like the system the way that it is because they don't want competition in the way of school choice or charter schools. And the Democrat politicians march to the beat of the teachers' unions' drum. That's bad policies that are impacting the people that they supposedly say every 4 years that they care about. And if you disagree with them, then you're the racist. If you say, I want inner city kids, mostly minorities, to have more choice, to have better education, so that they can grow up and learn economics 101 and start their own businesses and be less reliant on the government, more self-reliant, that they're against that. The policies that are implemented by the left absolutely have a detrimental effect. They call it unintended consequences. The idea that transgender athletes should be allowed on the same playing field as females? When we know what the biology is. And I don't... Listen, I've got nothing against transgenders. Okay? Live and let live. But when the policies that you have promulgated now impact me in a negative way that is going to either A, affect me and or impact me economically or my kids in some way, or my freedom, or my speech and my constitutional rights, then we're going to have this discussion. Oh, David, you're such a bigot. You're transphobic. That's going to be the response to somebody hearing me say that. where I truly believe that it is common sense that if somebody has grown up as a man and they switch their plumbing and they take therapy and hormones or whatever it is, that they still have the infrastructure, the bone structure, the density, the muscle mass of a man. And you have young women that have worked their entire lives running track and field for Olympics, tennis, whatever the sport may be, basketball, whatever it is. And they take second or third instead of taking gold. That's bad consequences. That's bad ramifications of bad policy. We can go down a long, long list. I'll give you an example of how the bad policies of COVID-19 are now having a detrimental and profound impact on everybody. And it isn't just about our kids going to school. Especially if you live in states like New York, California, and others with blue city governors or blue state governors or blue city mayors, where your restaurant can only occupy 25% of your normal traffic. Well, if you're in business, you know this better than anybody. One of the hardest businesses to own and operate are restaurants. On a good night, you basically net between 3 and 7% margins. That's a good night, 3 to 7%. And that's at 100% capacity before COVID. Now, you're expected to open your doors and operate at 25, maybe if you're lucky we can get to 50% capacity, and enjoy it and smile about it. You're lucky we opened you up. And in most cases, in Los Angeles, for example, you can't fully open. You got to sit outside in people's parking lots in tents, makeshift tents. If they could do that, if they have the space available to do that. And that is why Yelp just came out with a report today on CNBC, and it shows that 60% of business closures due to the coronavirus pandemic are now permanent. They're gone. Their history. People's lives. Financial lives. Emotional lives, dedication that they've invested into a business for a year, 5 years, 10, 30, 50 years is now gone forever. And what about the domino effect of all that empty real estate that's going to have on small towns and cities around them? The commercial real estate collapse, it's coming, folks. And the media doesn't want to talk about this. If you turn on the news, it's all about election 2020 and COVID. COVID, election, COVID, election, election, COVID, election, COVID. Nobody wants to talk about the decimation of at least a third of the small business community in the United States. And that community is 30 million businesses, according to the SBA. A third. I had Stephen Moore at Whiskey Politics on, economic advisor at the White House. And he understands it. And the White House understands it. And the White House understands that there is a tsunami of pain that will be coming that they're trying to offset. And right now, the only tool that they have is to borrow more money, which is another problem. We're barreling towards $27 trillion in debt, national debt. Bad ramifications from bad policy from people that don't game theory out the long-term aspects of everything that they want. They just want to use this as a cudgel to win elections. How dare they? If you're a parent, you should be furious. If you're a business owner, you should be furious. I am. I'm both. I'll be right back after the break at the top of the third hour. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio.